Hello, dear friend, dear meditator. Welcome back to the podcast Meditation with Raphael. I am your host, your guide, and as always, I am truly honored to be part of your journeys. If you enjoy these meditations, you might also enjoy getting a new meditation every day. I post daily meditations on the Premium Apple podcast as well as on Patreon. By becoming a patron, you get daily downloadable meditations, as well as exclusive videos and content, monthly Zoom meetings with me, Q&A sessions, and special discounts on upcoming courses and meditation retreats. Not only will you enjoy all these perks, you will be supporting the channel in our mission to simplify and demystify meditation, transcendence, and awakening, and spread these beautifully simple techniques to the world. So please, do have a look and sign up now on www.patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. That's Patreon, patreon.com/RaphaelReiter. Or directly on the premium version of this podcast, available exclusively on Apple Podcasts. I also have a free letter that I send out once a week, where I share thoughts on meditation, mindfulness, self-transcendence, and living a great life, as well as news on the content I post on the podcast, on YouTube, and on the blog. You can sign up for free directly on my website, www.RaphaelReiter.com. All the links and information are available in the show notes for this episode, so without further ado, let us begin on today's meditation. Please make sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of this meditation. Sit nice comfortably in the space where you are safe. This meditation is divided into two parts. The first part will be a vibrational meditation, a meditation for transcendence, to transcend your ego, your thoughts, your concepts of time and space, so that you're able to be fully present here and now. The second part will be a contemplation on an important topic of life. After we create this space, this calm, this stillness, this peace of our meditation, take the time, an extra few minutes, to contemplate on the important questions of life. And so please do this meditation right up until the end. Sit with pride, sit with dignity, sit as the best version of yourself would sit. Relax your shoulders and gently close your eyes. Hands to the heart, either in a praying position or palms flat on the chest, whatever feels more natural to you. We dedicate this session to someone. It can be somebody that you love, somebody that you don't know, somebody that you're having challenges with, and it can also be to yourself. Nice, big, deep breath in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, our gratitude, our appreciation towards that person. Visualize that person receiving your dedication. See, feel the energy that is the new bond between you and the closeness, even in distance. And we start the vibrational meditation now. I will start introducing a sound, and you will put your focus, your attention as gently as possible on that sound. Make the whole meditation process as effortless as you can. Less active, more passive, less reactive. Let your mind be what it is capable of being. Let your soul serve you and serve the world. When thoughts come, don't try to eliminate the thoughts and don't judge or categorize these thoughts. Simply go back as gently and effortlessly as possible to the vibration, putting it back on the foreground of your mind. When the sound fades out, reproduce it for a while longer, for a few moments only, let it resonate inside of yourself. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation session is over. Let it go. Take a nice deep breath. Open your eyes. Take your time to get reacquainted to the space around you, to the environment you're in. And I will take this opportunity of you having created this calm, this peace and serenity, this beautiful energy from your meditation, to share with you a thought that I would like you to contemplate on today. I will start with a quote by Alan Watts, who says, "Without others, there is no self, and without somewhere else, there is no here, so that, in the sense, self is other, and here is there." End of quote. The way I see this is, the sense that you are here, or not here, that you're somewhere else, is in fact quite insignificant when it comes to the realization of who you are. Should I move to that other place to be more fulfilled or to be happier? Maybe, but probably not. The first step is to be here, to be now, to realize the difference between who you are and who you think you are. And so, when it is clear that you are here and there, that you are yourself and an expression of the cosmos, it will not matter. You are already there because you learned to be here. Please contemplate and meditate on that thought today. Thank you so much for being here today, for taking the time, and giving yourself the opportunity, the gift of being present in the moment and experiencing the core of who you really are. Remember that it doesn't matter if today was deep or not deep, it is all part of a process. The important thing is to keep practicing and to make your mindfulness and meditative practices as consistent as you can. If you're interested, remember that you can have access to daily meditations with me, as well as other cool perks by becoming a supporter of Meditation with Raphael on Patreon. Have a look at the links in the show notes for the Patreon page, the Premium Apple Podcast page, the links to the blog, the free weekly letter, and ways to get in touch with me. I always love hearing from you, so do not hesitate to send me a message on Twitter or Instagram, or directly on my email. Until next time, remember that I see you, I feel you, and I appreciate you. Take care. Bye-bye.